मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं हरे कृष्ण. Warm welcome to everyone for the Sunday feast class. So today, for a change, we have a seminar. There's a very important topic that we're going to discuss today. Even when it comes to devotees, it is seen that not everyone is convinced of Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we ask that why Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, so many emotional answers come, many sentimental answers come, that you know, he's always with me, he's my friend, whenever I'm in need, he's there. All that is okay, but as preachers, as devotees in ISKCON, as disciples of Srila Prabhupada, the important aspect is that we have to understand Krishna in truth. Philosophically, we should be convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And today's session will be centered around this. I'm sure after today's session, we'll have many conclusions. One of the conclusions which I got after studying is to understand Krishna is next to impossible. And another conclusion is, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another conclusion is, he's the only personality whom we all can surrender on to. There's no one else apart from him. So let's try to explore today's topic. So the references for this particular presentation is from Chaitanya Chaitamrit, Madhya Leela, the discussion between Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Allahabad, and Rupa Goswami's Sri Laghu Bhagavatamrit, Srila Prabhupada's teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and some manuals from some senior devotees. So these are the references, and we have tried our best to put everything in the PPT. So let's see how much Krishna allows us to speak today. Okay, let's start with, let me display my presentation. So we dedicate this presentation to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, because of whom we have got this technical knowledge now from Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So wonderfully Prabhupada has presented. And wherever it's needed, Prabhupada has elaborated on the topics of different technical aspects of the expansions. So we'll discuss these three kinds of forms. These are the three broad categories called as Swayam Roop, Tat Ekatma Roop, and Avesha Roop. Our entire discussion is going to be centered around these three points or these three broad topics. So we'll start one by one. And I'd request devotees, whoever is watching, make some notes or else you'll doze off after some time. It's extremely technical topic, and to connect with one topic with another, you need some reference to the previous one. I'll try my best to revise in between, but still, if you have your own copy, then it will be very nice. Let's start with the first one, Swayam Roop. Now, what is a Swayam Roop? So, definition given by Rupa Goswami, it says that the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that does not depend on other forms is called the Swayam Roop, the original form. That is Krishna as cowherd boy in Vrindavan. So now when it comes to Swayam Roop, we need to understand that Krishna himself in Vrindavan, Brajendra Nandan, Shama Sundar, we're talking about him, the original personality. So he is that personality who comes in this category called Swayam Roop, and he is the only personality. No one else will come in this category. No Vishnu Tattva will come in this category. It's only Krishna. That is Swayam Roop. Now, Swayam Roop is again classified as Prakash. Swayam Prakash. Now, this word Prakash, we have to understand very clearly. So the definition goes like this. When a particular form of the Lord manifests himself in more than one place simultaneously, retaining all regards the same identity. Now, this is a nice point to remember. Prakash means the same person at different places. Difficult to imagine. It's not an expansion. It's not an incarnation. Same person in different places. That is Prakash. Now, this Swayam Prakash is divided into two categories. So, they're divided into Abhav Prakash and Vaibhav Prakash. So, I think a revision is needed. So, we saw Swayam Roop. Swayam Roop. Who is Swayam Roop? Krishna himself, Brajendra Nandan, Shama Sundar, the son of Maharaj Nanda. Now, Swayam Roop, Swayam Roop can be classified as Prakash, and there are two types of Prakash, that is Prabhav Prakash and Vaibhav Prakash. And Prakash basically means the same person at different places, and all of them are independent. Now, let's discuss this categorization, that is Prabhav Prakash and Vaibhav Prakash. Let's start with the first one, Prabhav Prakash. Now, this Prabhav Prakash, we can call it as the pastime manifestation forms. So, in every slide, I've tried putting it in one line so that we can remember what does that mean. Pastime manifestation forms. Now, in this particular category, that is Prabhav Prakash, the mood of the personality is the same. And yet, independently functioning. So this is something which we can have a good explanation. So when it comes to Prabhav Prakash, they are identical when it comes to the personality, especially when it comes to the mood. But they are independent. Now, when it comes to yogis, Ashtanga yogis, when they attain some siddhi, they also get this mystical potency or mystical power to expand into eight numbers. Like Shaubhari Muni did, Narad Muni does. So it's given that when those eight expansions are there, so those eight expansions are actually acting like one individual. So suppose one expansion gets up, so all of them should get up. If one starts walking, all of them should start walking. But here we're talking about Krishna in this Prabhav Prakash category. So here, Krishna, especially the two examples given, that is Rasalila. Now what happened in Rasalila? There were lakhs and lakhs of gopis, and Krishna, to reciprocate with his very intimate devotees, to do the intimate pastime, Krishna personally, he manifested his multiple forms, and he was there with everyone. And every gopi was feeling, yes, Krishna is with me. And when they're dancing, obviously the steps will be different, the moves will be different. So there is no dependence on each other. So he's not one individual, or it's not that all the forms are acting as one individual. All of them are different. I mean, all of them are independent. They're not dependent on each other. So that is Prabhav Prakash. Another example of Prabhav Prakash is in Dwarka Leela. Now, Narada Muni was doing this pastime. Narada Muni is cursed that he cannot stay at one place for a long time. But when it comes to Dwarka Leela, he was just going around in Dwarka only. He was not able to leave that place, so attached to Krishna. So he'll go to one palace, and he'll go and see that Rukmini and Krishna are sitting and they're having some discussion. Then from there, he'll go to another palace where Krishna is playing with his kids. He'll go to another palace where Krishna is ready to receive the saint who has come. Another palace, he's having bhoga or prasad, whatever you call for Krishna. So in every single palace, Narada Muni is seeing that Krishna is acting independently. He's the same person, but he's acting independently. So in this way, this form, the Prabhav Prakash category, is basically that form where Krishna manifests into multiple forms, but he's independent.
So, Swami, Rajendra Nanda Krishna or Dwaraka Krishna?
We'll come to that. There's a classification again. Okay. Now, this is Prabhav Prakash. Now, let's see the next category that is called as Vaibhav Prakash. Now, when it comes to Vaibhav Prakash, so what was Prabhav Prakash? It was pastime manifestation forms. Now, Vaibhav Prakash is emotional manifestation forms. Now, here, the different manifestations according to different emotional features of the Lord. So, there are different manifestations. And what is the difference here? Emotional features. And two examples are quoted here. One is Balram. So, Balram is non-different from Krishna. It's not that Balram is just a portion of Krishna. He's non-different from Krishna. We can say he is Krishna. But then here we see Balram's mood is different than that of Krishna. Just to give example from Krishna Lila. So when Krishna would go to steal butter, so Balram is same person. He could have also supported. But then here he is Vaibhav Prakash. So he has a mood of, he has a difference of mood. So he'll keep telling him, see Kanha, it's not good. You're stealing. The day when you'll be caught, you'll be punished like anything. And when Damodar Lila happened, and when Krishna was bound to the wooden grinding motor, Balram came and he said, see, I told you, don't listen to me at all. Abhi bhukto abhi. But still, you know, he tried rescuing Krishna from there, but then he got scared and ran away because of Mother Yashoda's stick. So here we can see there's a difference of mood. When it comes to Devaki Nandan, Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, the one who appeared in Karagraha in Mathura. So the two-handed form, the person in 400 form, he manifested 200 form, the baby Krishna. So even that is in the categorization or in this category called Vaibhav Prakash, the difference of mood. Now, this is the two categories of Prakash. One is Prabhav Prakash and second one is Vaibhav Prakash. So what is Prabhav Prakash? Okay, pastime manifestation. The same individual is at different places and is manifesting pastimes. Is it dependent or independent?
Independent.
When it comes to Vaibhav Prakash, what is the difference?
Emotional manifestation.
Yes, emotional manifestation. So the difference is in the emotional mood. Now this is Prakash. So we saw Swayamrup, Brajendra Nandan, Shyama Sundar Krishna. And what is Prakash? Prakash is the same personality at different places at the same time. And in Prakash, we saw two categories called Prabhav Prakash and Vaibhav Prakash. And Prabhav Prakash is the personality at different places acting independently, same personality. And Vaibhav Prakash, the mood is different. Emotional mood is different. Ready for the next category? Okay, let's go. Now, before that, let me put a summary slide. This is a summary slide. So this is basically a big chart and I just cropped some parts and I've put as summary slides in between. Now, again, let's go back to Swayamrup. That is Brajendra Nandan Shyama Sundar. Now, there are, again, categories here, but now this category is not the next slide. Now, this particular category that we're going to see, that is Balya, Pauganda, Kaishor. So they are just the difference of age, a different phase of Krishna's pastimes. Like, for example, when it comes to Kaumara stage. So Kaumara lasts for childhood, lasts for till five years. And then Pauganda from 6 to 10 years. Now, when it comes to Kaishor, it is from 11 to 15 years. And Nava Yavana, that is 16 plus. Now here we see that all these forms which are there, they're eternal. How are they eternal? Let's try to understand this. Now when Krishna appears in one day of Brahma in one universe, after he passes, that pastime is done. Now he goes to another universe. Now there is no gap in between. It's immediate. So like this, we can imagine there are so many universes and in one day of Brahma, Krishna is traversing through all the universes manifesting his pastimes. So now Balya Leela is going on in one universe and the next Leela is going to start and Balya Leela started somewhere else and somewhere else and somewhere else. It is described that Krishna appears every moment. So now also some Janmashtami is going on somewhere. So we need not wait till August 30, we can start celebrating. But when it comes to this universe, yes, Krishna manifested his appearance pastime on the particular day when we're going to celebrate, that is 30th of August. So when it comes to Balya pastime, this was basically meant for giving pleasure to his parents. It is described by Shukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam that there is no one who is as fortunate as Mother Yashoda. Now if the question is asked why, but she was the one who got this opportunity to feed Krishna her breast milk. Now, no one has got this opportunity. Obviously, after that, Puthana got. But when it comes to Mother Yashoda, she is very special. Such intimate service she would do. Such intimate service to Lord Shri Krishna. And anything Krishna would do, it will be giving a lot of pleasure to Mother Yashoda. Even when butter stealing pastime, the complaints were given to Mother Yashoda. The gopis would come and they would give the various complaints, saying, "Your Kanha, he came to my house and we have hung the pot of butter up in the ceiling. And your Kanha, he took a stick, he made a hole and the butter started coming out from that. And then he stopped it in his mouth." Now, they're complaining and Mother Yashoda is smiling. So nice. My Kanha has become so intelligent. He has grown up. When it comes to Nanda Baba, this Govardhan pastime, it is so touching. So Krishna comes to Nanda Baba and then he says that, "Why are you doing Sindhura Puja?" And Nanda Baba gives some reasons. He says, "No, why should you do all this? Not needed." Then Krishna gives a philosophy. And then after all this, Krishna is saying, "We should stop Indra Puja." And they are like, "No, no, we have been continuing. No, no, we should stop." They are giving a few more reasons. And finally, Krishna said, "Stop. Why? Because I am saying." And out of love for Krishna, they said, "Okay, this reason is good. We stop." So Krishna, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to do Govardhan Puja. And that's how Govardhan Puja manifested. So in this way, this Balya pastime, obviously Govardhan pastime comes above the age of 5. But when it comes to Balya pastime, it's meant for giving pleasure to parents. That is Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Now, Pauganda pastimes. Pauganda pastimes are till the age of 10, the age of 6. Now, in Pauganda pastimes, those pastimes are meant to give pleasure to his gopa friends. Now, this masti that would happen in the forest of Vrindavan is in this time, in this age, where all the gopas would come together and have fun time with Krishna. The fun that they would have in the forest is described very beautifully by Shukadeva Goswami. They would enter the forest and the first thing that the gopa friends would do is remove all the golden ornaments that Krishna is wearing, which Mother Yashoda, with lots of love, she has dressed Krishna, and all that is taken out. And what are they using now to decorate Krishna? Fruits, leaves, flowers, some mud from here and there. They're picking and, you know, decorating Krishna's face. They would pull Krishna's hair, jump on Krishna. Krishna would sit on them. They would sit on Krishna. So these pastimes, the Pauganda pastimes, were meant for giving pleasure, you know, to the gopa friends. Now, when it comes to Kaishore pastimes, that is from the age of 11 till 15, these are basically the pastimes with gopis, where they would have intimate pastimes, especially when it comes to Rasa Leela and others. And when it comes to Navayavana pastime, again, this actually Krishna, he never becomes a youth. He's just entering the youth. Navayavanamcha. What is that shloka? Brahma Samhita. Advaitam achyuta manadi mananta rupam adyam purana purusham navayavanamcha vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakta govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So navayavanam, he's just entering the youth. Very, very fresh, just entering the youth. And this form of the Lord remains eternal. And this form actually is there in the spiritual world. eternal form of the Lord. And here in this world, in this material world, we have all these different forms. That is Balya, Pauganda, Kaishore and Navayavan. Eternally existing in different universes. So this is the category based on the age of the Lord. Now let's move on to the next category. Tat Ekatma Rupa. Now slowly, from Krishna's form, we are slowly now entering into the Vishnu Tattva, or sorry, Vishnu forms. Here, the definition is the form of the original person that is non-different from him, but that displays some difference in bodily features and specific activities appear to be different. Now see, in all the categories, one thing will remain common, that he is almost the same person. He is the same person, or he is almost the same person. These words will keep coming. Now in this Tat Ekatma Rupa, let's try to understand So here he's the same personality, but then there is some difference now. What are the differences? One is when it comes to the bodily features and some specific activities when it comes to his pastimes. Now again, there are some categories of tad ekatma rupa. Let's see that. Okay, so we have two categories here, vilasa and swamsha. And in vilasa, we have two more categories, prabhav and vaibhav. Now, let me explain what is vilasa first. Vilasa is basically the expansion forms. See, till now, we were not discussing anything about expansion. We saw Swayamrup, that is Brajendra Nandan Shyamasundar. Then we saw Prakash. Now, Prakash is the same person, that is Krishna, at different places at the same time. And in that we saw two, Prabhav and Vaibhav, Prakash. So in Prabhav Prakash, we gave the example of Rasa Leela and Dwarka pastime. So same personality at different places, but independently functioning. And when it comes to Vaibhav Prakash, we said the mood difference is there. Now, when we're talking about Vilasa, one thing we have to understand here is its expansion now. Now, Krishna is expanding here. Now, different forms are going to manifest from Krishna. They are not the same personality, that is Brajendranandan Shyamasundar. Now here it's given, the appearance is different from original form and displays almost equal powers while enjoying the pastimes. Now in this we have the first one, Prabhav Vilasa. Now we saw Prabhav Prakash and this one is Prabhav Vilasa. So that Prabhav Prakash, we defined it as?
Pastime manifestation form.
Yes. Here it is pastime extension form or expansion form. So this is the difference here. So there was no expansion. Here there is expansion now. Now this is a very nice understanding. You know, many times we have this question. Even devotees sometimes are confused about who is supreme, Vishnu or Krishna? Who comes from whom? Etc. etc. Especially when newcomers ask this question in Gita course. They ask, Vishnu is supreme or Krishna? So the first question that we ask is, which Vishnu are you talking about? So they are gone. Now just imagine, if all of us know this chart, and someone is asking Vishnu or Krishna, then we start, Prabhu Prakash, Vaibhav Prakash, and all that. Okay, Krishna is supreme, I accept. So now we are going to see that how Vishnu forms are going to manifest. Now, when it comes to Prabhav Vilas, let's see what's happening. Now, from Krishna, we have the first form, that is Balram. They're non-different. And now from Balram, we have got four expansions coming, and that is called as Adi Chaturyuha expansions. Okay. This is Adi Chaturyuha expansion or original quadruple expansions. Now, I'm sure all of us might have heard these names. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyuman and Anirudh. So these are the four forms which come under the category of Prabhav Vilas. They are the expansion. They are the expansion category. Now here, this Prabhav Vilas that is there, now they are going to further expand. Now, every day we are doing some activities, right? As soon as we take bath, we dress ourselves in Vaishnava attire and for that we put tilak at 12 places. Where are these 12 names coming from? Sir, we might concoct anything, whatever you want. But then, where are these 12 names coming from? So we can understand that now when it comes to the next category. When it comes to the pujaris in the temple, they chant 24 names when it comes to doing Achman. So where are those 24 names coming from? They're all from Vaikuntha. This is a very nice understanding. Let's see that. The next category called Vaibhav Vilas. Now we saw Vaibhav Prakash. What was the example that we gave in Vaibhav Prakash?
Balram.
And Devaki Nandan, Krishna. Now here, when it comes to Vaibhav Vilas, we are seeing expansion. So when it comes to the previous one, Prabhav Vilas, we saw that Balram has expanded into four. Now these four are going to expand further. That is Vaibhav Vilas. Now this is a very nice expansion. Now from 4, we are going to have next 24 expansions. And these 24, the names are different based on the placement of Shankh Chakra Gada Padma in the four hands. This, I guess, the first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada personally designed the dust cover. And on that, Prabhupada has given, you know, these wonderful forms of Vishnus. Now see, in this particular slide, I've summarized the first two categories, that is Swayam Prakash and Tat Ekatma Rupa. Now, before I get on to the Vaibhav Prakash, explaining 24 names, let me explain the structure of the spiritual world. Now, when it comes to the structure of spiritual world, we have two categories. See here. On the left side, you can see Goloka and Vaikuntha. So, Goloka is basically Krishna Loka, where Krishna is personally present in his form. Now, this Goloka is divided into three. We have Goloka Vrindavan or Gokul, then we have Mathura, and we have Dwarka. Now, these are the three sections that is there in Goloka. And in these three sections, we see in Mathura and Dwarka, they are protected. Actually, there's no need of protection in spiritual world, but still, you know, as service, there are four guards who are there. They are the original expansions, the four expansions, Adi Chaturvibha. That is Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyuman and Anirudh. So they are there at four directions. Now these four are getting expanded further. And we see in Vaikuntha, we have a personality called Narayan. Now this personality Narayan, he is the same personality Krishna with four hands in the Vaikuntha. This is what is the definition that is given. As Krishna leads, or he is the predominating deity when it comes to Goloka, like that when it comes to Vaikuntha, it's Narayan. Here a nice description is given. I'll just like to read that. Lord Krishna is situated in fullness as the four-handed Narayan, accompanied by the expansions of the original quadruple form. Now Narayan, where has he come from? Now let's do a transition from Goloka to Vaikuntha. Now from Goloka to Vaikuntha, what's happening here? From Sankarshan comes Narayan. Now we'll forget about Goloka after this. So just remember this one now. From Sankarshan comes Narayan. Now from Narayan comes the rest. From Narayan, now we'll see the next expansions. Till now, in Goloka, what happened? Hope everyone remembers. We saw Swayam Roop. What is Swayam Roop? Brajendra and then Shama Sundar Krishna. Swayam Prakash. Same person at different places at the same time. And that has two categories. What are those? Prabhav Prakash and Vaibhav Prakash. Prabhav Prakash, what was the example? Rasalila and Rasalila and Dwarka pastime. And Vaibhav Prakash, Balram and Devaki Nanda. So basically the emotional difference is there here. And after that, we saw Tat Ekatma Rupa. So what is Tat Ekatma Rupa?
Different in bodily features and specific activities.
Yes, difference in bodily features and specific activities. And in that, we are seeing Vilas. And what is Vilas?
Past expansion.
Expansions. Now we are actually seeing expansions. Till now, we were seeing the original personality. Now we are seeing expansions. Now let's see in expansions. The first thing that we saw was Prabhu Vilas. Who are there in Prabhu Vilas?
Adi
Chaturvibha. They are coming from whom? Balaram. So from Balaram comes Adi Chaturvibha. That is Sankarshan, Vasudev, Anirudh and Pradyuman. Yes. And from Sankarshan, now we are making a transition from Golok to Vaikuntha. So from Sankarshan comes Narayan. And from Narayan, now we are going to start.
Why that this one is from Prabhav Prakash to that Sankarshan is there? Left side line.
So, Vaibhav Prakash is saying?
Prabhav Prakash is like a chariot.
That they are giving the example, that's Dwarka Krishna. Okay. He is there in the chariot. Basically, that example of Kurukshetra battle.
That is from Prabhav Prakash?
That's the example of Prabhav Prakash. Like we see, basically what they have done is they have placed the photo in a respective place. Like in Mathura, we have this Krishna in Karagra. Mm. So we see that in Vaibhav Prakash.
That is telling with coming from Balaram.
Yeah.
So here this side, it is all Mathura Dwaraka, it's all coming from Balaram, you know.
Yes.
So, but it is looking like...
No, this is just an example. It's not like the categories. It's just example. They have just placed that example in the respective place. Like in Mathura, what happened? In Dwaraka, what happened? Like that. Okay, now let's see from Lord Narayan what's happening. Now, Dvitiya Chaturviha expansion will enter into. From Narayan comes another four expansions. But here, the good thing is the names remain the same. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyuman and Anirudh. Now, let's see what happens further. Now, in this four expansions, we see that each expansion is again going to expand into three. Now, from Vasudev comes Keshav, Narayan, Madhav. From Sankarshan comes Govinda, then Vishnu and Madhusudan. Now, this Govinda is not the same Govinda of Goloka Vrindavan. This Govinda is different. He's a four-handed Vishnu form in Vaikuntha. I don't know. Sorry, Chan Boy saying Tirupati, but I don't know about that. Then from Pradyuman, we have three more. Trivikrama, Vamana and Sridhara. And from Anirudh, we have three more. Rishikesha, Padmanab and Damodar. Now, if we see these categories, which we just saw, the three in each, if we count them, those are 12. And those are the names which we chant while putting Tilak. Can we all chant once? Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Om Madhavaya Namaha, Om Vrindaya Namaha, Om Vishnave Namaha, Om Madhusudanaya Namaha, Om Trivikramaya Namaha, Om Vamanaya Namaha, Om Sridharaya Namaha, Om Rishikeshaya Namaha, Om Padmanabhaya Namaha, Om Damodaraya Namaha. So these are the 12 names. So my Vasudev is there. You can put, now you know which names are there, all the names you can put. So these are the 12 names. But now there is one more category of expansion that's happening. So from Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyuman and Anirudh, these three are there. But along with that, we have more two Vilas expansions. And those are given here. From Vasudev comes Adokshaja and Purushottama. From Sankarshan comes Upendra and Achyuta. And from Pradyuman comes Narsingha and Janardhana. And from Anirudh comes Hari and Krishna. Now again, Hari and Krishna, they are not from Golok, they are in Vaikuntha. They are Vishnu forms. Names might be same, but they are four-handed Vishnu forms. Even when it comes to Damodar that we saw, it's not the Radha Damodar Damodar or Yashoda Damodar Damodar. He is Damodar in Vaikuntha having four hands and Shankar Chakra Gada Padma. No flute anywhere. So this is the expansions that we have seen in Vaibhav Vilas. So let's revise. When it comes to Vilas, it basically means expansion. In that we have two categories called Prabhav Vilas and Vaibhav Vilas. What is Prabhav Vilas?
Past time
expansion, okay. And in that, what did we see?
Adi Chaturviha.
They are coming from whom?
Balaram.
And what are the names of Adi Chaturviha? Sankarshan, Pradyum, Anirudh and Vasudev. And from Sankarshan, now we are making a transition to Vaikuntha. From Sankarshan comes whom?
Narayan.
From Narayan.
Second
Dvitiya Chaturviha expansion. And this is basically in the category of Vaibhava Vilas. Now in Vaibhava Vilas, there are 24 expansions. So if we add all of these from Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyuman, Anirudh, we have 3 in each. And there are two separate expansions. So total comes to 24. These are the 24 names that we chant while doing Achman. When it comes to the temples, we chant these 24 names and touch different body parts to purify oneself. Now, after having understood the one category of Tat Ekatma Rupa, now we'll enter into the second category called Swa Amsha. So, we have seen the left side, now we'll see the right side, Swa Amsha. Now, this Swa Amsha is a form that actually manifests in the material world. Now, this Swa Amsha is basically different form as compared to what is existing in the spiritual world. Now, these expansions that we're going to see, this Swa Amsha, they are going to manifest in the material world. So definition goes like this. The form of Krishna is non-different from the original form, but exhibits less potency. So original form only, but when it comes to the potency, it's less. Now let's try to understand one more thing here before we proceed. Now we cannot comprehend what is less here. So we can never think that we can never think that, oh, this form is, you know, lower and that form is higher. We can never comprehend what is less here. So less potency is extremely great for all of us. Now, this is what we need to understand. For us, all these wonderful forms are very, very supreme. As when we compare to ourselves, no, we are nowhere. We are nowhere. This is what we need to understand. Now, when it comes to this particular category, let's try to go deeper into this now. Swamsha. Now, this has got two divisions. One is called as the Sankarshan division, and the second one is the Leela Avatar division. Now, let me explain this two divisions first, and then then we'll proceed. Okay. Or else we'll take the next one also, and we'll discuss together. So, mostly, you know, when it comes to the avatar of Krishna, people say Dasha Avatar. And in that only they keep struggling. No, Krishna is also avatar. Krishna is also avatar. This number, that number. See, one thing I have to understand is this numbers that is there, obviously that is in sequence. And who was that personality who wrote? Jayadev Goswami. He has written this beautiful song of Dasha Avatar in the mood of the damsels of Rajabhumi. And he's glorifying those 10 forms. But it's not the end. The 10 forms are not just, they're not the end. We have to understand that they are just few of the many, many incarnations of Krishna. Now we're talking about avatar. What is meant by avatar? Till now we have not spoken about avatar. Yes? And when it comes to Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash, we talked about the personality in Goloka Vrindavan. When it comes to Tad Ekatma Rupa, that is Prabhav and Vilas, what did we see? The 24 personalities in Vaikuntha. They are not yet avatars. Avatars means what? Here's the definition. The expansions of Krishna who come to the material creation, they are called avatars. The ones who are going to descend from spiritual world to material world, they are called as avatars. So here, in the second point it is given, this means one who descends from the spiritual realm. From the innumerable planets in the spiritual sky, some expansions of the Lord descend into the universe. And now these avatars are of six types. Now these six types, again, they are not all in all, but these are the six broad categories. So what are those? Purusha avatars. Now I wanted to explain this Purusha avatars and Leela avatars, so I got this slide. So Purusha avatars are basically incarnations of Vishnu, and Leela avatars are, as all of us know, they come for the pastime purpose. Now let me go back to the Swamsha. So these two divisions, the first one, the Sankarshan division, is basically the Purusha avatar, and the second one is the Leela avatar. Now let's get into Sankarshan division. Now let's try to imagine the entire flow that has happened till now. From Krishna comes Balram. Now forget about Prabhav and Vaibhav, etc. Now just hear this one. So from Krishna comes Balram, and from Balram comes the four expansion, Adi Chaturvyuha. Who are they? Vasudev, Pradyuman, Anirudh. From Sankarshan comes Narayan. From Narayan again, there are four expansions, Dvitiya Chaturvyuha expansion. And those names are Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyuman, Anirudh. Now see what's happening. Now from Sankarshan comes Mahavishnu. That is the first Purusha avatar. Mahavishnu, he is also called as Karno Dakshai Vishnu, who lies on Karna Ocean or Causal Ocean. Now, this Mahavishnu form is a very important form to understand. He is that personality who actually helps, or who actually creates this entire material universe or material manifestation. He is that personality from whose every single pore a universe is coming out. And it is said, the universe comes out in the seed form. It comes out in the seed form. And then when he glances on these seeds, there's not one seed, there's so many seeds. I guess it comes in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, where the Vasudev Dutta, when he's begging Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I'm ready, to rot in hell on behalf of everyone in this entire material world. Take all of them back home, back to Godhead. So at that time, there's a discussion which says that why are you so worrying? Delivering one universe is not that great, because all these universes are like the mustard seeds in the bag of mustard seeds. Now just imagine a huge bag, say 25 kg, 50 kg bag of mustard seeds. So many mustard seeds will be there. So one seed, if we remove, how does it matter? Those many universes are there. I gave a very small number, 50 kg. So now so many universes are coming out from the pores of Mahavishnu, and those are in the seed form. And then when Mahavishnu glances, then the creation happens. Now, I'll not get into that now, called Pradhan, Mahat Tattva and other things. That's a different topic of creation. Now, what happens is, when the universe is formed, Mahavishnu or Karnodakshaya Vishnu, he enters each universe now. And he is called as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So, all glory to Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita itself, at so many places, he has given all this. So, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Now, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is that personality who gives birth to Brahma. From his navel comes the lotus flower, and on that, Brahma is appearing. And Brahma gets the knowledge how to do the secondary creation. And Brahma does the secondary creation. Now, this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, when the secondary creation happens, he enters each and every body as Paramatma and each and every atom. And he is called as Shirodakshai Vishnu. Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So he is that personality, Shirodakshai Vishnu, who is entering each and every atom. So now, who is supreme, Vishnu or Krishna? And which Vishnu are we talking about? So we have three Vishnus, Mahavishnu or Karnodakshaya Vishnu, from whom the universes come out, and from Karnodakshaya Vishnu comes Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who enters each and every universe and gives rise to or gives birth to Brahma, who is the first living entity. And then when the secondary creation is done by Brahma, now the same personality, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, enters each and every atom and every body as Paramatma. What did I say? Oh, sorry. See, Shirodakshaya Vishnu enters each and every atom. So, Karnodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. Now, this is called as the Purusha incarnations or Sankarshan division. Yes? I'll take questions later. We have more things, so more places questions will come. So, you can retain. Now, let's get into the next category, that is Leela Avatar. Now, this Leela Avatar is one of the categories here of the incarnations, the avatars that we saw, the six categories. So, Purusha Avatars we have seen. And now we are seeing Leela Avatars. Now, what is Leela Avatar basically? Leela Avatar is the incarnations meant for the performance of pastimes. So, Dasha Avatar that we actually talk about, those are all Leela Avatars. Who come to do some Leela to enchant all the living entities, to mesmerize them, and to make them greedy to go back home, back to Godhead. So they are the ones, the Leela Avatars. So I'll not elaborate on this Leela Avatar section. We'll get into Guna Avatars now. Now, when it comes to Guna Avatars, these are incarnations that control the material qualities. Now, Guna Avatar, as we all know, what are the three Gunas? Sattva Guna, Rajogun and Tamogun. Now we have the predominating deities of all the three. Sattvagun, the predominating deity is Vishnu. I'll ask which Vishnu later. Now when it comes to Rajogun, who is the predominating deity? Brahma. And when it comes to Tamogun, Lord Shiva. Now let's go back to the creation. From Garbhodakshaya Vishnu came Brahma. Now, this Brahma is the personality whom we are talking about. And then from Brahma comes Rudra. When Brahma got angry on the four Kumaras, so the Rudra came from the forehead. So that Rudra, Shiva. But now, which Vishnu are we talking about? Garbhodakshaya Vishnu or Shirodakshaya Vishnu? No, I mean the predominating deity of passion. Sorry, goodness. So here, the answer is Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So Shirodakshaya Vishnu is that Vishnu we are talking about here in Guna Avatar. Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Brahma, we understood where Brahma came from, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, he has come from Brahma. So these are the three incarnations. They are called as Guna Avatars. Hmm. Obviously, we can get into each and we can try to discuss, but I don't think we need to. One thing maybe we can understand here is Brahma and Shiva, living entities are empowered at times. When Lord does not find an appropriate living entity, now the same personality, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he actually comes as Brahma. And when it comes to Vishnu, so Vishnu will always remain a Vishnu. Never a living entity gets empowered to become a Vishnu. This is what is the understanding. Brahma and Shiva can be a living entity, but then when it comes to Vishnu, never. He is always the Vishnu Tattva, always the Supreme. Other two can be Jiva Tattva. Now let's enter into another category after this. Now Manvantara Avatar. Now in one day of Brahma, how many Manus we have?
14
Manus. And in each Manu, we understand that Lord takes an avatar. And why he takes an avatar? He takes an avatar to assist Manu and to kill the enemies of Indra. Only for this reason he takes avatar in each Manu. And here, when it comes to this Manvantara avatar, I don't know if I remember the exact... Okay, that we'll discuss in Yuga Avatar. Okay, Manvantara Avatar. So this is Manvantara Avatar. Now Yuga Avatar. Yesterday I was studying on this Yuga Avatar. I gave this session already to one group of devotees. Then I thought I have to just revise. Then yesterday when I sat, again I studied. Okay, there's so many things to explore. Even now, you know, there's so many things to explore. But Yuga Avatars, when I was reading, it was very, very touching and it was very amazing. And I was feeling very fortunate when I was reading this part called Yuga Avatar from Laghu Bhagavatamrita. So here, okay, let's discuss about Yuga Avatar. The Yuga Avatars are basically the incarnations of different millenniums. Now when Garga Muni went to give a name to Lord Krishna, he is telling Nanda Maharaj that this personality has appeared in the previous ages in Shweta, Rakta and Pita. These are different colors in which, in different complexions that he has appeared in. Now let me explain that the four colors or four complexions which are originally there, this particular day of Brahma and this particular Divya Yuga, that is the 28th Divya Yuga, is very, very special. In all the...
When you say millennium, you mean Divya Yuga?
Lelo usme kya.
Millennium is
Divya Yuga. So now in this particular Divya Yuga is very special. In all the other Divya Yugas, in all the other millenniums, the four colors, you know, which are there is Shweta, that is white, Rakta, that is red, and then we have Shama, that is dark blue, and Krishna, that is black. Now, if we properly place all of them according to yugas, then in Satyuga comes Shukla. So that is white incarnation. And then we have in Treta, Rakta. And then in Dwapar, Sham. And in Kali, Krishna. So now if we properly analyze, so in Kali Yuga, actually the form of the Yuga Avatar is black. The complexion of the Yuga Avatar is black. Only this Kali Yuga, the 28th Divya Yuga, which we all are in, and especially this Kali Yuga, we have the greatest incarnation who has appeared. That is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the golden incarnation. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. So only in this Divya Yuga we have a golden incarnation. And we were discussing yesterday, Achyutpro and myself, what about that black personality? He is there within him. Now, this black personality is not Krishna, by the way. He is a Yuga Avatar. So, it's a very touching point to understand that these four Yuga Avatars, they come and they do their pastimes, they give the Yuga Dharma and they go. But in this Kali Yuga, this special personality, that is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, who is not different than Radha Krishna, has appeared in Bhakta Rupa just to teach all of us how to do devotional service. This is never the case. This is never the case when it comes to any yugas. Can we imagine how fortunate we all are? We all have taken birth when Lord has appeared in this wonderful golden form. And he appears only once in a day of Brahma. This is what we understand. We have heard this, that he appears once in a day of Brahma. But now we understand technical aspect also. That in all the other Divya Yugas, the Kali Yuga incarnation is black. But now only in this Divya Yuga, he is golden. It is so nice and so wonderful to meditate on this. That how Lord has given us this Maha Mantra and made us all fortunate. We all are discussing about avatars and Vaikuntha and etc. But this personality, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has come to give us something which even Brahma cannot get. That is Krishna Prema. And just only when someone gets Krishna Prema, he can go to Goloka Vrindavan. And then Goloka Vrindavan. In Goloka also we have three, right? Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka. Talking about Goloka Vrindavan, the topmost planet. Now when Prabhupada says topmost planet, that is Goloka Vrindavan, from this chart we can easily understand. It is the topmost planet. And below that we have others. So in this way we understand that these are the Yuga avatars and their names are also in accordance to their complexion. Let me display this. So Shukla is the name of the personality. Rakta is the name of the personality. Shyam is the name of personality. And Krishna is the name of the personality. So Satyuga, personality called Shukla is coming. In Treta Yuga, a personality called Rakta is coming. And in Dwapar Yuga, a personality called Shyam is coming. And in Kali Yuga, the personality called Krishna is coming. Now, Shyam and Krishna, they are not Shyamasundar. This is what we need to understand. Shyam and Krishna here, they are different personalities. But now what happened in this Divya Yuga is a very nice thing to understand. In this Divya Yuga, this Shyam didn't come, but our Shyam came. Brajendranandan Shyamasundar from Goloka Vrindavan, he comes in his original form to display his pastimes in this material world. Now we can imagine again how fortunate we are. This never happened in the entire day of Brahma. Only now in 28th Divya Yuga of 7th Manu, this is happening. How this happened. So now this Shyam that we're talking about, the dark blue, he's a different personality. And the black, that is Krishna, he's a different personality. And we are talking about Brajendranandan Shyamasundar, who appeared in this Divya Yuga for manifesting all his wonderful pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan onto this planet. It's not that every Divya Yuga, Shyamasundar comes getting his Govardhan and Vrindavan, Yamuna and all his Gopa friends, Gopi friends. No, only in this Divya Yuga it has happened. Now in the next few Divya Yugas, so there are 71 Divya Yugas in one day of Brahma, in one Manuvantara. Now just imagine, in future Divya Yugas, people will be talking about us. How glorious these personalities were. They took birth when Krishna appeared in that particular Divya Yuga. So this is the glory of this particular Divya Yuga.
Yes.
When we just analyze these points, we'll understand how fortunate all of us are. When we analyze that how Lord Krishna has appeared in this age, the Swayam, Rupa, he has appeared. And when it comes to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radhani together in Bhakta Rupa, they have appeared. So in this way, this particular Divya Yuga is very special. This is what I wanted to establish. Now let's get into the last category of avatars. You can keep your questions ready. But I don't give confirmation that I'll answer all the questions. The next one is Shaktavesh. We'll try to discuss this in detail now. Shaktavesh avatar. So before that, a small recap of whatever we have discussed till now. So in Tad Ekatma Rupa, we saw Vilas. Yes, in that we saw Prabhav Vilas and Vaibhav Vilas. Prabhav Vilas was basically Adi Chaturvyuha, coming from Balaram. And from Adi Chaturvyuha comes, from Sankarshan basically comes Narayan, and from Narayan comes Dvitiya Chaturvyuha expansion. And that is actually now going to account in Vaibhav Vilas. And this Dvitiya Chaturvyuha, it expands into 24 forms. And these 24 forms are actually the Vaibhav Vilas. And now from this Dvitiya Chaturvyuha Sankarshan comes the Purusha avatars. And avatara means the forms of the Lord which are going to descend to this material world. That is avatar. And in that Purusha avatar, we saw Karunadakshaya Vishnu, we saw Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and then we saw Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And now we are seeing the different avatars. And in that, Purusha avatar is obviously one. And the second one we saw was Leela avatar, Manvantara avatar, Yuga avatar, Guna avatar. In Guna avatar, we made it clear about which Vishnu, which Brahma, which Shiva, and all that we have done. Now, the last category that we're going to discuss for today is Avesh or Shaktyavesh. This is again a very important incarnation for us to understand. And the difference also we need to understand here. Avesh. When the Lord Himself expands, displaying a particular power of His opulence, He is known as Sakshat. Now, we are discussing about this Avesh Rupa or Shaktyavesh. In that, the first category is Sakshat. And the second category is this. When He empowers a living entity with some particular Shakti for some specific activity to represent Him, that living entity is called indirect or Avesh incarnation. So, Sakshat is Lord Himself expanding, and Avesha is He is empowering a living entity.
This is third expansion.
Avesha Rupa. This is basically the
Sakshat.
Here is the example. This will make it clear. So, Sakshat incarnations, two of them. So, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Shirodakshaya Vishnu, they lie on a snake. And they have two different names here. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he rests on a snake called Shesha. And this Shesha has a particular seva. And that is, he has to hold all the planets. So, he sustains all the planets. And when it comes to Ananta, Shirodakshaya Vishnu is lying on Ananta. And this Ananta is basically empowered to serve the Lord in various ways. And normally when we devotees talk, we say Ananta Shesha. So now we understand the difference. Ananta is that snake on which Shirodakshaya Vishnu is lying. And Shesha is that snake on which Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is lying. This is basically Sakshat incarnation. And now Avesha incarnation is this. Different personalities are there here. So we have the four Kumaras. And they were empowered. They are living entities. They are created by Brahma. But they are empowered with knowledge. So if Lord Krishna comes and he gives knowledge, how it will be? If you can just imagine, the same thing is manifested by Kumaras. So what Krishna will do when it comes to giving knowledge, that same thing four Kumaras are doing. So they are called as Avesha incarnation. And then Narada, he's empowered with devotional service. Brahma, with the creative power, King Prithu to maintain the living beings, and Parashuram, the power to kill evil elements. What about A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada? Yes, preaching power. Actually, in Shastra, I was just referring. So he comes in the category of devotional service. He's empowered with devotional service to distribute the same. So in this way, when it comes to this Sakshat and Avesha, in Avesha Rupa itself, these are the two categories. So now we have covered the entire chart, starting from Swayam Rupa till all the six different avatars. We'll just revise once and we'll take some questions. Obviously, I have some points to make before that, and then we'll take some questions. Okay, let's start. What did we see first? Swayam Rupa. Who is he? All the ones who are sleeping till now, please get up now. Okay. I want to ask a few more questions. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he belongs to which category? Achyut Prabhu. Yuga Avatar, yes. So yesterday me and Achyut Prabhu were fighting. We are having a nice time at night discussing this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, obviously, Yuga Avatar we can categorize, but he is not belonging to any of the categories that we discussed till now. He is actually Bhakta Rupa. Okay, let me ask another question. We have something called as Nama Rupa and Grantha Rupa, right? Nama Avatar, Grantha Avatar, which category it comes in?
No category.
No category. Whatever you discuss in that, it doesn't come. Anyways, I'll discuss a few more points about that now. But before that, let's revise. So first is Swayam Rupa. Yes, what Swayam Rupa? Who is the personality? Hmm. Rajendra Nandan Shyamasundar, he is that personality, Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. He is Swayam Rupa. Can anyone replace him?
No.
Pakka. So many incarnations we saw. Someone can put, no, what's the problem? No, pakka. He is the only one. He is the only one. No one can replace him. Now from Swayam Rupa, now we saw two Prakash. Prabhav Prakash and Vaibhav Prakash. So Prabhav Prakash. Rasa Leela and Dwarka pastimes. Basically, what is the definition?
Same personality.
And multiple forms at different places, independently acting. And when it comes to Vaibhav Prakash, different emotions. And examples? Balaram and Devaki Nandan. So after that, then we came down to Tad Ekatma Rupa. Obviously, before that we saw Swayam Rupa in that, Balya, Pauganda, Kaishor, all that we saw. And then Tad Ekatma Rupa. In Tad Ekatma Rupa, what is Tad Ekatma Rupa?
Same original form, non-different, but few differences.
Same original form, non-different, but few differences. Absolutely correct. That's what is the definition. Bodily features and specific activities are different. In that, we saw two categories. Vilas and Swamsha. In Vilas, we saw two categories. Prabhav Vilas and Vaibhav Vilas. Prabhav Vilas. Who are the example or who are in Prabhav Vilas? From Balram comes Adurvi Chaturvyuha expansion. And they are Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyuman, Anirudh. They are Prabhav Vilas. And now, from this Sankarshan comes who? Narayan. And from Narayan comes Dvitiya Chaturvyuha expansion. That is Vasudev, Sankarshan, Anirudh. Now, they are actually in Vaibhav Vilas. And they again give rise to the 12 names that we use for putting Tilak. And obviously, the 24 names together that we use for doing Achman. So, these 24 forms of the Lord, they come in this category of Vaibhav Vilas. How about Swamsha? What was special about Swamsha? Someone should say, you know, what is a jump from here? Swamsha.
Less potency.
He's the same personality, exhibiting less potency. And what were the two categories in that?
Sankarshan division and
the Leela avatars. Sankarshan division, what was that? Purusha avatars. Absolutely correct. And how are these Purusha avatars manifesting? From Dvitiya Sankarshan, who is appearing first? Mahavishnu. He is also called as Karno Dakshai Vishnu. From him comes? Before that, universes will come. And he enters each universe as? Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Now Garbhodakshaya Vishnu gives birth to Brahma, and Brahma does the secondary creation. And after the secondary creation is done, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu enters each and every atom as Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And this from till here, no, it's the Purusha avatar. What about Leela avatars? Leela avatars, they basically are the avatars which come to manifest various pastimes. Then we saw the various other categories. Manuvantara avatar. In each Manu, how many Manus are there in one day of Brahma?
14.
So how many incarnations? 14 Manuvantara. 14 this Manuvantara incarnation, Manuvantara avatars. They come for what?
Helping the Manu and healing the Manu.
Just like, Achutro is like very nicely answering. So first... Yesterday we both were sitting and bi-hearting. What's that? So... each Manvantara incarnation is coming only to assist one, that particular Manu, and to kill the enemies of Indra.
Who is our present Manvantara incarnation?
Vaivashata Manu.
Present Manvantara incarnation.
Maybe you can find out from this book. Vamandev. Vamandev. Yeah. Next one. So after that we saw Yuga avatars. So what are the colors of the four personality? Shukla, Rakta, Shyam, Krishna. Only now in this age, that is 28th Divya Yuga, what is the color of the personality?
Golden.
Golden. Gauranga, that is the Prema Purushottam, or the Bhakta Rupa, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya, that personality. But this personality also comes with that black personality. That black personality is there within him. And this is what is understanding. And when Krishna also comes, the original form, when he comes, he actually gets all the incarnation with him. This is what is the understanding. Especially the Shyam, that incarnation is there in Krishna itself. And which other incarnation we saw after this? Covered. Then we have Avesha. Oh, what about Guna Avatars? Guna Avatars. From Garbhodakshaya Vishnu comes Brahma. And Brahma is the preceding deity of Rajogun. From Brahma comes Shiva. And he is the preceding deity of Tamogun. And which Vishnu is the preceding deity of Sattvagun? Shirodakshaya Vishnu. Yes. And what if there is no living entity eligible to become Brahma or Shiva? Brahma, basically. Who comes? Garbhodakshaya Vishnu assumes. Yes, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu assumes that form. So, so, yes, this was a summary of what we saw till now. Now, one point that I was meditating on was why so many incarnations? What is the need of so many incarnations? This is something which is very nice. Obviously, now whatever we discussed was all technical, but then how this is actually very important for all of us. See, there are so many incarnations in the spiritual world, so many incarnations here in the material world, so many forms in the spiritual world, and so many incarnations in the material world. Let's be more precise now. It is described that we have so many forms in the spiritual world. See, whatever we discussed, they all also expand into infinite number of incarnations. I didn't discuss that to make it more complex. This what we have discussed is superficial. Let's be very clear. Whatever we discussed till now is superficial. When it comes to incarnations of Krishna, it is described that incarnations of Krishna are like the waves, or the forms, the different forms of Krishna are like the waves in the ocean. Like, we cannot count the waves in the ocean. Similarly, we cannot count the incarnations of Krishna. It's very nice to know that Lord is expanding himself, obviously, to do various leela. He is a supreme enjoyer to enjoy. But then more importantly, he manifests these various forms to reciprocate with his devotees in the spiritual world. Because when a devotee perfects, he has got a particular rasa with the Lord. And he wants to love a particular form of the Lord. And Lord is ready to reciprocate with him in that particular form. And Prabhupada writes this in one of the purports in Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Lord is ready to manifest a form for his devotee. And we saw so many of them, the 24 names, the 4 names and all that we saw. It's only for this purpose. And when it comes to material world, I was just meditating this, a bit humorous, but then very serious also. You see, how Lord is appearing in one universe after another, every moment. So many avatars. In every Manvantara is taking an avatar. In every Yuga is taking. See, in Manvantara we have Divya Yuga. In Divya Yuga we have Yugas, 4 Yugas. In that also he is taking avatars. And then when it comes to the original personality Krishna, who is supposed to just be there in Goloka Vrindavan and enjoy, that personality is also appearing. Even now there is appearance day that is happening, Janmashtami that is happening in different universes. When I was just meditating on this, I was feeling that how Lord is doing overtime. He's actually doing overtime only for one purpose. To reclaim all the conditioned souls like us. All the fallen conditioned souls like us. He wants to reclaim back home, back to Godhead. So he's doing this overtime business where he's taking incarnation after incarnation after incarnation. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkutam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Now when he's saying yuge yuge, we understand which incarnation we're talking about. Anyways, but one point that is very important to note, Prabhupada writes in that particular purport. Prabhupada says there is no need of the Lord to come to protect his devotees. He can do it from Goloka Vrindavan.
Kill the enemies.
Protect the devotees and kill the enemies. Paritrana sadhuna vinasha dishkrutam. So, and to kill the enemies, he need not come. Dharma samsthapanarthaya, he need not come personally. Krishna himself need not come. But then he comes for one thing. Even the other acharyas are writing. Only for one thing, to attract all the living entities, all the conditioned souls. Because if Krishna does not come and manifest his pastimes, how will the living entities get the desire to go to Goloka Vrindavan? How is it possible? And till Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Goloka Vrindavan was not revealed. It was only Vishnu forms, only Vaikuntha that was revealed. Only when Lord Chaitanya came and when our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya got established, at that time Goloka Vrindavan got established. Srimati Radharani's position got established. We can imagine, we are talking about Goloka Vrindavan, we are talking about Madhurya Rasa, that is Srimati Radharani is the topmost in that. And we Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we aspire to go there. And in ISKCON, and when it comes to ISKCON, no devotee wants to take a position less than Madhurya Leela. Yes, everyone wants to enter dancing party only. Now, I don't know, after hearing this seminar, please don't offend any of the incarnation. Already, when it comes to ISKCON devotees, Vaikuntha, only Goloka. After hearing all that, less potency, Prabhuji, we'll go to... See, one thing we have to understand here is, it's only and only and only by the mercy of the entire Guru Parampara, the glorious Parampara that we have got into, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara. It's only by their mercy and their empowerment that we are having some guts. We are daring to speak that I'll go to Goloka Vrindavan. And that to this very lifetime. Yes. And in that also I want to enter Madhurya Leela. This is something which is very, very, very rare. And this rare thing we have got. And if we properly analyze what is our qualification, actually there will be nothing that we can talk about. In that song, Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya, very nicely it is sung. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi paai tumara karuna sa. Karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya prana na rakhi bawan. The only qualification that we have is not our 16 rounds, not our 1 hour reading, 1 hour hearing, not our dhoti kurta tilak sari, whatever. Our only qualification is the mercy of the guru and the guru parampara. There is no other qualification when it comes to us as an individual. It's the mercy that is coming from the parampara. That's the only qualification. If that mercy is not there, we have no existence. We have no existence in any of the worlds that we discussed. No existence at all. It's only by their mercy. If they wouldn't have been there, this entire parampara whom we worship every single day, if they were not there, then there is no question of we existing and we discussing about the avatars today and talking about going to Goloka Vrindavan. This is so wonderful to analyze that how much this entire parampara is showering mercy onto all of us. Another thing that I was thinking was, now Lord is taking so many incarnations. And why is he taking so many incarnations? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very beautifully singing in the song Gopinath. I don't know if I can put it out. In the song Gopinath, that is Mama Nivedana Shuno, in the seventh verse or in the seventh stanza, just let me open that. So in the seventh stanza is singing, Gopina tumi krepa parabara jivera karane ashiya prapanche Leela koile subistara. Gopinath, why are you coming here into this material world? Why are you manifesting pastimes? Only for the jivas, only for living entities. And you're doing all these pastimes for the sake of the living entities, he says. But the last stanza is very painful. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, on behalf of all of us, he has written this stanza. So many incarnations came and so many incarnations took so many different living entities, so many demons. But look at our state, we are still here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gopinath, ami ki doshe doshi, asura sakale pailo charana, vinoda thakilo boshi. He's saying all asuras went back home, back to Godhead. And this personality, that is myself, I'm still sitting here. Don't know what offense we have done. Don't know what sin we have done. We are still here. Because it's very much evident from today's discussion that Lord is trying his best to take us back home, back to Godhead. It's only the problem with us that we have become so bahirmukh, that we don't want to reciprocate with the Lord by participating or with nicely cooperating with Him in this particular endeavor of taking us back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada says that Krishna, He is more eager to take us back home, back to Godhead than we ourselves desiring to go back home, back to Godhead. What is actually needed when it comes to breaking the cycle of birth and death? Oh, by the way, today is Independence Day also. Yes. The real independence, you know, for us as devotees, we understand it's breaking the cycle of birth and death and going back home, back to Godhead, to Krishna. That is real independence for us. And this real independence will come into picture only when we become one-pointed devotees of Lord Sri Krishna. He's trying his best. Now it's our turn to try. This one-pointed focus, bhakti, is very, very important. When it comes to devotees, it feels, you know, sometimes bad that even devotees have spent some good time in Krishna consciousness, still they want to worship demigods, still they want to do some other vratas and this and that. Why can't we have one-pointed focus on the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna? And when we are understanding that we have taken birth in 28th Divya Yuga, that is Kali Yuga, why can't we understand that, you know, we have got the golden opportunity given by the golden incarnation in the golden period of Kali Yuga to go back home, back to Godhead? If you can just realize all these points, easily we'll become, you know, very much fired up and we'll aspire to march to go back home, back to Godhead. So this point is something which is very important for us as devotees. I don't know about others, other sampradaya or whoever others, but at least when it comes to us in ISKCON, you know, the anugas of Srila Prabhupada, it's very much important for us to analyze this, that we have got a very golden opportunity and now it's my time to give this life for Krishna with one-pointed bhakti to Lord Krishna. There's no question of deviating here and there, come what may, whatever it is. Let n number of people talk about n number of things around, but we as devotees, we as disciples of Srila Prabhupada, we have to be very clear. My goal is to attain Krishna. This very lifetime, I want to go back home, back to Godhead. And this will be possible if I worship Lord Krishna with one-pointed focus, following the instruction of Srila Prabhupada and the entire parampara without deviating. And at least from today's session, I'm sure, you know, it's very much evident that it's Krishna who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We didn't discuss about the 33 crore Devi Devta incarnation, those forms. Yes, they will come very, you know, very much later. They are part of the material world. There is no existence of demigods in the spiritual world. Right. So where is the question of worshipping demigods and going back home, back to Godhead? Right. So this is a very important point that we devotees have to meditate on, that I have to become a one-pointed, focused devotee, following the instruction of Guru and Krishna as it is, and hanker intensely to go back home, back to Godhead this very lifetime. And then we can go and meet all of them. You know, we discussed. So we can meet all 24, 4, whatever incarnation we discussed. So this I would like to pause here. Yes, you can go ahead and ask some questions if you have. Online people can post in the chat box.
So this one, that first question that I asked, that Dwaraka, Krishna. So that is also mentioned as the Swayam Prakash Prabhava. So how is it that is not the Nandananda Krishna?
Now, actually, if we see in Krishna Loka, they are all same Krishnas. But then there in the description, it says that the mood is different. So he is not playing the flute and he's not doing all that. So those things are missing in him, especially the four attributes which we talk about, Venu Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, and all that. So that is missing.
So then he cannot be there in that Swayam Prakash Prabhava.
As an individual,
things are missing between Narayan and Krishna, and Dwaraka Krishna and Yashoda Krishna. They are
explained quite similar. Here, the explanation is about the mood. So mood of the Dwaraka Krishna is basically of being a prince. And the mood of the Brajanandan Krishna is basically the mood of being a Gopa. That's what yesterday I was reading. So the mood difference is there here. So it is categorized as the Prakash.
No, but it's Swayam Prakash.
Swayam Prakash.
In just the form, everything is same in the Dwaraka Krishna.
Yes.
So in that, Dwaraka Lila cannot come. So how come the example of
that? Okay, we'll go to that chart.
It's there.
I don't have it here.
It's essentially the moon. The web of the moon is that of the sun.
Okay, the that arrow which you're talking about here.
So Dwarka Krishna also thinks himself as the Lord, or acts in the capacity of the Lord.
You
told Swayam.
Yes.
Means like Krishna and Vrindavan, and in that, like, the divisions are there. So how can a personality?
This is different. This is different. Prabhu Prakash we are talking about, and here we are talking about Dwarka Krishna. Going to 108, 16,108. So basically here the description is about that the same personality expanding. This is an example which is actually talking about same personality, not expanding is also not the right word, the same personality manifesting the same form in all the different places. So that is the example that is given.
Okay, but it is not Swayam Prakash ka prabhav, this one. Yes, because like that means like flute is there, 3/4 form is there, all those things there.
Yes, Swayam Prakash definition is this, that when a particular form of the Lord manifests himself in more than one place, simultaneously retaining all regards the same identity. That is Swayam Prakash. Swayam Roop is the same personality. So Swayam Prakash is that particular form of the Lord is manifested different places. So, I guess what you're talking about is Swayam Rupa, the same person.
You told Swayam Tad Ekatma and...
Swayam Rupa, Tad Ekatma and this one. And in Swayam Rupa, then we have the two categories.
Swayam Rupa, like Swayam Prakash is one of the...
Swayam Prakash Prabhav and Swayam Prakash...
It comes from that root where it is Nandanandan Krishna. So, down the line, the root is not maintained.
So when it comes to Prabhav Prakash, you're saying that same identity is there in...
That's how the division has come. No, from there only the division has come.
So, your point is that the same personality should be there here also. Yes, sir.
Why that example is cited here?
Dwarka example. According to definition, they have cited an example, both of Dwarka and Mathura. So, where they're talking about, when it comes to Prabhav Prakash, same mood and identical. So, maybe your point is valid when it comes to, this same mood thing that is there, this mood we're not comparing with the Lord, the Shyamasundar. We're talking about the same personality, the ones who are there in 16,000 palace, they have the same mood. They're identical. And also, as Prabhu mentioned about they having the same mood, Dwarka Krishna and Brajendran Krishna, they having the same mood. When it comes to Narayan and Krishna, there is a difference. But this is clear that all the three Krishnas are the same Krishnas. There's no difference. I've heard this in many lectures also. Guru Maharaj mentions this, that it's foolish to differentiate between the three. Actually, they are the same personality. Only the Leela is different. What they are manifesting to attract the jivatmas, to reciprocate, with their the eternal associates.
But this Vrajendra Krishna, he doesn't go out of Vrindavan.
So, actually, what Guru Maharaj was telling in this class, which I was hearing, he was talking about, nowadays people are saying that. Dwarka Krishna is different, Mathura Krishna is different and all that. But his point was that they all are the same. But when it comes to the Leela, Leela point of view, they are different. But when it comes to Brajendranandan Shyamasundar, he's that personality is always there in Vrindavan. But then when we talk about Brajendranandan Shyamasundar and Mathura Krishna, Dwarka Krishna, but as a person, potency-wise, they're the same. Only the Leela thing that we are seeing difference in that.
Yeah. But, can we say that this they are in Swayam Prakash category?
Swayam Prakash, no? Swayam Prakash Prabhav and Vaibhav.
What? In Swayam Prakash also they are
when it comes to Mathura, the 200 form yesterday we were discussing. So this 200 form, Krishna, who the baby form which he appeared in front of Devaki, that actually comes in Vaibhav Prakash.
Rajendranathan is Swayam Rupa and Dwarka is Madhura
Swayam Prakash. Like that we can.
But like I think next sentence is Kali question answer.
There is all the dashavatars coming.
Okay, so here the question is, where are these dashavatars coming from?
One,
so,
Parashuram, we heard.
So actually these dashavatars, so they all have their eternal planets in the Vaikuntha. Like we saw, Narasimha's name is there, Vamana's name is there, like that the other incarnations are also there. So they all descend from that planet through the agency of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu.
Even Lord Rama?
Yeah.
Lord Rama,
Balram. No. Lord Ram is also coming from that side only. Yeah.
So they can be part of any other category, but because
correct.
Down, so they are
they're called as Yuvavatar. Yes. Yes.
Sometimes Manvantara also plays the role of Yuvavatar.
I think we should speak in the mic.
Eternal forms have the eternal planets. But sometimes they come in a particular manvantara or they come in a particular manga. So they super coincide with that.
Correct. So the definition of avatar itself is this, right? The definition of avatar goes like this here. See, the definition of avatar is the expansions of Krishna who come to the material creation are called avatar. It means they're already there in the spiritual world and they are descending. They are descending one after another. Right. From the innumerable planets in the spiritual sky, some expansions of the Lord descend into the universes. That's the point. Okay, let me take some questions here online.
What about Kalki avatar?
That he's also there, eternal personality.
No,
that is not Yuga avatar.
Kalki avatar.
Kalki avatar is not Yuga avatar. We'll come to Kalki just now. I'll just take one question from here now. I have to display the chart again for that. Are all these incarnations and rupas are at the same level or have same hierarchy? So when it comes to hierarchy, we spoke about it. We spoke about how they are coming from one after from one to another. And same level, again, one thing we have to understand is when it comes to potency, yes, they're all equal. And Prabhupada gives the example of candle. So there are many candles and there's one original candle which lights the other candles. But when all the candles are lit, they all look the same when it comes to the potency wise. Obviously, when it comes to some details we saw, you know, when it comes to the Purusha incarnations, they have less potency and things like that. So, yes. Why Krishna has human-like form? Only on earth highest form of life look like us. It might be the same for other planets like aliens. The highest form over there might not look like humans. Then why Krishna, who controls the universe, has form only like earth planet? See, one thing we have to understand is it's not that Krishna looks like us, we look like Krishna. This is an important point to note. It's not that he has come here and then he's imitating us. No, it's like, I think the Bible, it says, no, one line, that God made man in his own image. The same question was asked, I was giving a seminar in my college time. So same question was asked, why Lord looks like a human being? No, he doesn't look like a human being. We look like him. Now, because he has those features, we also have those features. Yes. Yes, this point is, that even when he is having that beautiful form and having features like what we are having, one thing we have to understand here is the strength of the Lord or the opulence of the Lord is really very great. So that makes a difference. That makes a difference. Otherwise, Lord has made us in his original image like that. And when it comes to aliens and other things, another thing you have to understand is aliens. What is this concept of aliens? So it's not that what they show on the TV, you know, having horns and, you know, small body and weird, ugly body and all that. The concept of alien is what? The one who is not from our planet is alien.
Yamadutta.
Harikshat is saying Yamadutta. So basically, we have so many lokas, so many planets. From that, you know, any personality we're calling as alien, that's what. So
even during the visa filing, if you are not from the same country, you are alien number one, please come to
Pakistan. Oh. So it's even visa filing, if you're not from the same country, they'll call us alien number one, please come. Yes. I hope this helps you. Kali will also be a Yuga avatar. Kalki will also be a Yuga avatar. Will he be Krishna black? See, Kalki is not a Yuga avatar. Okay, I think I have to come back to the chart now. So when it comes to Kalki, where is Kalki? Yeah, Leela avatar. So Kalki comes in the category of Leela avatar. So Yuga avatar is done. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he got that black person within him. So Leela avatar is done. Sorry, Yuga avatar is done. So Kalki is in the category of Yuga avatar.
Leela.
Sorry, Leela avatar. Yes, Leela avatar. Bhar bhar ki questions hai. What does Brahma and Shiva being preceding deity of Rajogun and Tamogun exactly mean? So Rajogun's quality is to create. So Brahma does the creation. Tamogun's quality is to annihilate. And Lord Shiva is doing that particular job. So they are in this category. You often mention about going back home back to God at this very lifetime. Will we be qualified for that only when we develop 78% of the attributes in full? If yes, how is that possible? As only Brahma has it. And not even all demigods have that. I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings bhajan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Brahmara Durlabha Prema Sadakara Jache. And he continues where he says, the Prema that was Durlabha, even for Brahma, that is given to common entities of this world. So that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done. So we are not going to become eligible with 78% qualities or whatever to go back home back to Godhead. It is the pure devotees who are going to push us back home back to Godhead or throw us back home back to Godhead. It's only by their mercy, things are going to manifest. As you rightly said, it's not easy. Sadhav, 78% ka qualities sab leke aao fir jayenge. For Baddha Jivas, for conditioned souls like us, it's very difficult. We are struggling with our senses and mind. How can we think of doing anything apart from the struggle? So it's only by the mercy of the Lord it's going to happen. Sorry, mercy of Guru and Gauranga it's going to happen. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't have come, then we wouldn't have spoken so much about Goloka Vrindavan and all that. It was very rare to go back to Godhead before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent. It's only because of him and the entire parampara coming from him by which it's possible now. So the answer is mercy. Only by mercy it is possible, Kripa. Is Krishna Prema enough to go to Goloka? Or is Krishna Prema synonymous with developing 78% attributes? Yeah, it's answered now. Yeah. Purport says, Lord Shiva, who is neither avatar nor avesh, nor in between them. Can you please explain this as Lord Shiva was mentioned as Guna avatar? So this Brahma Samhita, it says that Lord Shiva is like curd and Lord Krishna is like milk. So that is what is the difference between the two. So there is a separate tattva for Shiva, that's called Shambhu tattva. So Brahma comes in Jiva tattva and other incarnations of Vishnu comes in Vishnu tattva and we have Shambhu tattva. Huh? Shiva is separate seminar, yes.
He just comes to perform the Guna avatarka portion. He doesn't come under the category of the avatar or avish.
Yes, so he just comes to do his job of annihilation. So he doesn't come in the categories. Shiva is from Brahma, a new information. Can it be elaborated a little? In Bhagavatam, it's very clear. So Brahma gave birth to four Kumaras and he said, get married, beget kids. And they were like, no, we cannot do that. We cannot get into all this. And Brahma got angry. And like this, in the parampara of Brahma, all the parents whose kids join Brahmacharya Ashram, they are doing the same. They get angry. What's that? Rudra is not coming, that's there. So when Brahma got angry, he didn't show his anger, but still that anger manifested from his the middle part of the eyebrows and between the eyebrows, and that manifested as Rudra. And he started crying when he manifested. So since he was crying, he was named as Rudra, jo Rudan karta hai, Rudra. That's how it is. You mentioned Brahma, Shiva can be living entities, but not Vishnu. Both Shirodaksha Vishnu and Brahma are both coming from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So why this difference? Because Shirodakshaya Vishnu is Vishnu Tattva and Brahma is Jiva Tattva. So that is the difference. That's obvious difference that is there. Can you explain about Virata Rupa, Vishwa Rupa, gigantic form? So Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, so that personality is actually into this, you know, Vishwarupa stuff. So yesterday I was reading about that. So Garbhodakshaya Vishnu manifests in this particular form that you're asking. So here it was, as I revise, confusion is still on. It will need a consistent revision. There's a question in Shiksha paper about avatars. Now I realize I may have written the answer wrong. No, not just you, even for me, I have to keep revising. A technical session seminar ever heard so far. So thank you very much for tolerating me throughout. It was an information blast. So we'll end the session for today. Thank you very much.